John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. Gregory Copley is the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, writing most recently about democracy. Democracy under pressure everywhere, not just by authoritarians, but by men and women who've learned to manipulate that word in order to win power. And then, Gregory, I report on several instances in Latin America right now where democracy is being used to take control and move anywhere but not democracy. Chiefly, we're looking at Peru. There is an election pending between two candidates, one who comes from the north, from the mining country, and he's a radical. He presents radical remedies, such as making the middle class uncomfortable. That's a threat. The other, a young woman named Fujimori, who's descended from a man who's, I believe, still in jail for his corruption. But in any event, she represents holding Peru to standards, to capitalism, and not sweeping aside the middle class. I mention this because the presumption is, once the populist candidate, I believe his name is Castillo, wins, he will move aside the democratic machinery and establish something like Chavez established in Venezuela. That's a presumption. It hasn't happened yet. One other mention. In Chile, which is doing very well by the whole world standards, but especially by Latin America, they had a protest many months ago, which led to the rewriting, the reorganizing of the Constitution. Panera, the president right now, is very pleased with the fact that they're the most vaccinated state in South America, using the Chinese vaccine, Sinovac, although there are questions about its effectiveness for keeping people from getting sick. Maybe its claim is only that you won't die. But Panera is under pressure to change the Constitution, empowering the populist elements in the parliament. And that could also lead to a remedy not unlike Venezuela, Maduro. That's a democracy, but no more is it a pretension democracy. It's a strong-arm democracy. These are just three examples I give you. Is that what you're illustrating worldwide, that democracy is being used by men we used to call strongmen or dictators, and they're using it effectively, and no one is objecting? Is that what you're pointing to?
Well, definitely, democracy is transforming, as are all forms of governance around the world. The point that I've been making lately is that, look, democracy is never going to go away. Democracy is a social contract, not just in the way it was expressed in 18th century France, but it's a contract between people and government. People allow governments to do certain things, and people always have the opportunity to transform governments one way or another. It may take longer in some cases than others. Certainly, we're not seeing the transformation of Chilean politics at anything like the level we saw in Chile when Salvador Allende was voted into office in the 1970s, early 1970s, when he did do Hugo Chavez. He tried to basically say, okay, one man, one vote. Once they've got it, now let's keep it and transform the nation. Chile was fortunate, in fact, that this was resisted because Pinochet, who, if you like, swung the pendulum to the right by removing Allende, may have himself also stepped beyond what we call democratic bounds, and imposed an authoritarian government. But his idea was, we stop this usurpation of governance and then bring the country back to elections. And that was done. Now we're seeing the rise of a new populism. And this is always enhanced by the technology of the mob, rumors, and now social media, of course, and the like, and the decline in professionalism of the conventional mainstream media. So, yes, Chile is going through that. Chile, I think, has a better chance than most countries in South America to moderate, if you like, the influence of the street and transform it into or channel it down into more constitutional lines. Yes, it's got some problems, but it can be addressed. And Chile, of course, literally a first world country in all respects, has great dealings with the United States, with Britain and other countries. Look, it just bought two warships off the Royal Australian Navy, for example, and incorporated them into the Chilean Navy, which is very professional, and the U.S. then helped to rearm and refit those vessels. So, it's really functioning in a fairly sober manner. I mean, I would have more concerns over, for example, the Peruvian situation, because we are now definitely coming down to a clash between populist left parties, Peru Libre party under Pedro Castillo, definitely wants to go to this one man, one vote, once situation. Now, Castillo got a majority in the first round of the presidential elections on April the 11th, and it was interesting that he will now have to face a second round runoff elections in early June against Keiko Fujimori, who's the daughter of the late president, the former president Alberto Fujimori. She only won by a slight margin the right to get in as the second placeholder in the April 11th election. So now it's going to come down to a vote between Castillo and Fujimori, and it won't be an easy vote for Castillo to win. I think both politicians have great street credibility in a sense, but Ms. Fujimori has a lot of experience, and I think she's going to really, maybe pull the fat out of the fire.
All right, let me try one thought, though. I'm told by my informant, Joseph Umar, that there is an element in Latin America that's quite organized, and it has links to overseas, Moscow, Tehran, Beirut. In other words, undermining democracies out of their base in Caracas, undermining neighboring democracies and along the Andean chain. We just have about a couple of minutes. Gregory, do you agree that there's an outside element reaching into Latin America to use populism in order to break down governance?
Oh, there's no question about it, and a lot of it is being done through Venezuela, and this is designed to disrupt as much as possible the influence, or any influence which is residual, coming from the United States and, if you like, the more conservative first world. Now, what we've seen through Venezuela and through other Latin American countries is a strong influence from Lebanon, and that is actually largely linked to Iran and to Shia Lebanese who had migrated into Latin America. So they have considerable influence. So Iran is there, but you've also got, Russia and the People's Republic of China all working on that. And by the way, a lot of this funnels back through not just Venezuela, but into the Caribbean to Dominica, this little country of 70,000.
China.
Yeah, with People's Republic of China.
So you account for the fact that democracy is under pressure, and it's winning pressure driven by state actors. Is that fair? We just have 30 seconds. State actors are understanding democracy can be used to distort governance and then undermine it.
Absolutely. In fact, this is nothing new. Democracy has always been a catchphrase of people who wish to undermine what we in the West call democracy. They use the word democratic to mean something entirely different. So what we're seeing is, yes, they are transforming democracy. Yes, they are pumping a lot of money into it. They are inciting street crowds and the radical parties. And social media is a huge part of it.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Batchelor.